Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, hold the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, Paul Cox, wants you to boldly move where God wants you to move, to a dimension that'll make you normal, not religious, normal. Don't you want to be normal? I want to be normal. I'm sick of religion and tradition. Give me reality. And my reality is God's kingdom, not the temporary reality. And Paul Cox, you've got revelation in areas that I personally haven't heard people talk about before. There's a Hebrew word, and the Hebrew word is palmoni. Explain what you mean by this.
Well, it started back in Honolulu, Hawaii, and I woke up at the first of the year, I think it was 2004, and I was vibrating. I was laying in bed vibrating, and I thought, oh, no, what's happening to me? The Lord, after he trains me in one area of discernment, then he does something new. And so I started talking to my friends, and one of our intercessors said, well, you're vibrating at 7 hertz. Well, I had no clue what that was. But from January to May, I started increasing in vibration until I was vibrating at 440 hertz. And so I called a friend again, and I said, well, what does this mean? And she got the word palmoni. Well, I had just read a book called The Bible Code, and in the book he talks about a certain holy one in Daniel chapter 8, and that Hebrew word is palmoni, and the word means numberer of secrets. We actually had, when I discovered this, a physicist who was with us. And I said, well, tell me, is there any tie between colors and vibrations and sounds and numbers? And he went into a long technical term, which basically said, yes, there is. And I realized that I was vibrating to this spiritual being named Palmoni. Then the Lord took me to 2 Chronicles 5, at the dedication of the temple. And it says that 120 of the trumpeters and all the priests and all the people were making one sound. And I realized that it's my personal belief that this one sound is 440 hertz, which, very interesting, is the same vibration that orange vibrates at, and orange is the color of praise. And so we had people start walking through Palmoni, and the Lord would actually start a deliverance where he was bringing people to this vibration of 440 hertz. We saw people healed. One lady who had arthritis walked through and was healed of arthritis.
Was it a particular door, if you will, or spot when you say walk through?
A spot where this being is. And we'd have people put their hand there, and you actually could feel the vibration. And as I talked before, they would be just as surprised as when they were walking through the door, not knowing that there really was anything there. The power of God would hit them, and again, the same thing would happen. Many of them would fall. One of the most interesting testimonies was someone who had been through satanic ritual abuse, and they had multiple personalities, which is now called dissociative identity disorder. And she said that when she walked through, she was integrated miraculously by the Lord. So something that takes years and years of therapy took place instantly.
What is this really when this vibration is going on?
It's a spiritual being called Palmoni, I believe. You see, the Bible talks about many different kinds of spiritual beings. We, in our tradition...
Well, let me ask you this. My hands are vibrating. My arms are vibrating right now. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, I feel Palmoni. So do you feel the vibration?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you're feeling the vibration. Excellent.
And I also feel something touching my head.
Okay, can you... Now, we're on the phone, but can you put your hand to your head and I can tell you what's there?
Okay, it's there.
Yes, your Palmoni, the spiritual being, actually has his hand on your head right now.
Now, do you have any idea why he has his hand on my head?
I think to demonstrate to you that this is true.
Okay.
The Lord set the spiritual being there so that you could experience what we are talking about. That this is not just an intellectual experience, this actually is true. It's an experience.
Tell me some of the things that happen when Palmoni shows up.
I believe that the Lord is readjusting us so that we vibrate with Him. When I found out about the 7 hertz, I did some research and I found...
But wait, when we vibrate with Him, meaning if we vibrate with Him, we're in sync with Him.
That's right.
And if we don't, we're out of sync with Him? Is that a way of saying, expressing it?
Absolutely. I found out that the earth vibrates at 7.8 hertz. Remember when I said I started vibrating at 7 hertz?
Right.
I found out that I was vibrating with the earth. Well, we're not to be of the earth. We're in the earth, but not to be of the earth. And I believe that there's a type of deliverance that takes place where the Lord readjusts us to become literally in tune with Him. Remember, the Bible says that He spoke, which is the Word, and a speaking or a word is vibration. We know from science that all creation is vibrating. Our DNA vibrates. In fact, people have actually said that our DNA sings. And so if we are in sync with Him, then we have moved to a point of healing that is dramatically different than what we have been at before.
Well, could I put it this way? Most of us that are born again are on AM. God is on FM. And by vibrating at the right frequency, we go from AM to FM so that all things are possible.
Absolutely. Remember, Paul says, work out your salvation, which means bring to completion that which has been begun in you. And I believe this is part of us being changed into the creation that God means us to be. To be in health, to be in unity with Him. You see, in other religions, they're trying to chant and get to the vibration through the wrong door. But our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, is the only door. There is no other way to get to this place. Chanting is not going to do it. Meditation is not going to do it. He is the only way that this can happen.
Now, once you're in this place where you're starting to vibrate,
yes.
What do you do about it?
You just receive.
And what possibly could God be doing to, say, me as it's happening right now? You may not know exactly, but what could He be doing?
I believe He's healing you in some way.
Well, I still feel an angel on my head, and I feel my whole body vibrating.
That's right. That's Palmoni.
Now, when people sit in on your meetings or read your book, which was articles originally, Heaven Trek, are these types of manifestations happening to them?
Absolutely, all the time. You see, this is what God is doing. It's not what I'm doing. All the Lord does through me is He says, okay, I want you to experience this and then teach other people how to experience it. And they experience it. I've actually had people say to me, well, you don't need to come because we're doing all of it already. Just practicing what you've written or spoken about.
And I know it's a new book, but are you getting any feedback from people reading it?
Again, because it's so new, most of what I'm getting feedback in is from the articles I've sent out over the internet that were then put into the book.
Why do you believe God wanted you to get this book out and get it out quickly?
I think because He is doing a new thing. And we have really believed that a new thing is simply a retooling of the old thing. And a new thing is literally a new thing, that He has so much to teach us about the spiritual world that we need to get down to business and learn about it.
Well, why is it that we only deal, in most instances, even at spirit-filled churches, with the cerebral world?
Because we are so influenced by the Greek mindset that it's all about information. And we have come to believe we just got enough information inside of us, we're going to be changed. Now, the Word of God, of course, changes us, but it's the power of the Holy Spirit that changes. It's His power working in us. It's not just information.
Questions crossing my mind. When someone reads the book and these manifestations start happening, I'm sure that enhances their worship. How do you personally handle your private devotional time?
Well, I allow the Lord to lead and to direct me according to what He wants to do. We're really learning how to be radically obedient to the Lord, and that when angels show up, we listen. When His presence shows up, we listen. As we read the Word, He wants us to experience Him. And so, rather than doing things that are rote and by habit, we allow Him to lead and direct. I can give you examples that we were at a restaurant last night, and an angel landed, and people started prophesying around the table. We got quite a bit of attention, incidentally.
I would think so.
Loud, but the Lord really wants to become public. He wants this to become public in restaurants, in businesses, in the marketplace.
I thought our job was just to get people to come to that building with four walls and let the paid professional take care of them.
Well, you know, it's more fun this way, Sid.
I know, I'm just teasing, but this is normal. Everything else is religious.
I was in Hawaii at a restaurant, and a lady came, and she was limping. I said, well, what's the problem? And she said, well, my knee hurts. And I put my hand in her knee and discerned something there, and I asked the Lord to take it off. And she came back, and she was almost running. She says, My knee is healed.
Listen, you need the book Heaven Trek for a donation of $18. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape, or CD, of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.